From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's Thursday, the day we read from your letters.
We aired two commentaries this week about the controversy over John Kerry's service in Vietnam and why that conflict still has such a hold on this country.
Bobby Muller, who co-founded Vietnam Veterans of America, defended John Kerry's participation in the anti-war movement after he returned to the States. Former Navy Secretary James Webb, who also served in Vietnam, said the Swift Boat veterans' attacks are warranted because of Kerry's actions against the war.
Well, James Webb's comments brought in a number of responses.
Stephen Bottomley of Gainesville, Florida, writes, former Secretary Webb is missing the point about John Kerry's 1971 testimony. Kerry was a whistleblower. His testimony was a brave and selfless act. He tried to protect soldiers from an immoral and failed war plan. Like most whistleblowers, he paid a price then, and he is paying one now.
Veteran John Stewardson of Carbondale, Illinois, sent these thoughts. Mr. Webb said the Vietnam Veterans Against the War was a radical organization undermining the troops in Vietnam. Tens of thousands of Vietnam veterans joined the VVAW. We Vietnam veterans were more qualified than others to judge the war. We felt we were helping our brothers that we had left behind.
We used the theft of Edvard Munch's painting, The Scream, as an occasion to ask folks why the figure in the painting is screaming and what he sounds like.
Excellent job, NPR, writes Timothy Nero of Santa Fe, New Mexico. You've managed to take an important news story and trivialize it with your silly and empty coverage. No wonder the arts languish in America.
You trivialized an incident that was serious, violent, and criminal, writes Jocelyn Payne of Anchorage, Alaska. Not only did your coverage make the painting seem absurdist, with giggling vocal interpretations of its anguished subject and supercilious fake reasons for its pain, but the story failed to do more than barely mention the terrorist atmosphere of the theft, armed robbers in ski masks, and the fact that one guard was hospitalized with shock. Real-life art theft is not rehearsal for a movie script. It is a cultural attack that has the possibility of causing permanent damage to our heritage.
And kudos to listener David Astor. The painter from Seattle, Washington, writes to share the real story behind the screen.
Astor points out the eruption of Krakatoa created spectacular sunsets over a large portion of the world from late 1883 into the first months of 1884.
Munch saw one of those sunsets and wrote this in his journal. All at once the sky became blood red, and I felt overcome with melancholy. I stood still and leaned against the railing, dead tired. Clouds like blood and tongues of fire hung above the blue-black fjord and the city. I felt a great unending scream piercing through nature.
Finally, praise for Mike Schuster and his series on the history of the Middle East and the West. Amy Martin of Missoula, Montana writes, I found myself unable to walk away from Mike Schuster's synopsis of U.S. policy in the Middle East. It would have been a driveway moment if I had a driveway. Thank you for your straightforward, concise, extraordinarily relevant story.
We welcome your comments. Our address is atc@npr.org. Please don't forget to tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.